Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who will share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again, folks, is AskSueLondon.com. Now, before we start the show today, I have another Sue London moment to share with you. This is such a cute little story about what we've been going through in the London family, and I know it'll just put a smile on your face. My 5-year-old grandson just started kindergarten today. It was a big day in his life, and my daughter and I were, you know, spending some time talking with him about safety and how you don't talk to strangers. You know that talk we all have with our kids? Well, we said to him, "Now, you know what, if you can't reach Mommy and you need to get Grandma, what's my name?" And you know how often do small kids hear their grandmother's names, right? So we wanted to make sure we covered every avenue here. So he thought for a minute, and he said, "Well, you know, your name is Beautiful Grandma." Now, this has been kind of an ongoing nickname he's given me for a pretty long time, and I think this is the way how he kind of melts his grandmother to kind of get what he wants. But I said to him, "You know, Rye, my name is Sue London." And he got this look on his face, and he said, he was horrified, "No way." He was adamant, and he says, "It's Beautiful Grandma." So, folks, if there ever comes a time when a young boy comes up to you and he says he's lost and looking for his beautiful grandma, just, you'll know where to send him. Send him my way. And one thing that we've done now to get, past this about the what ifs is in his knapsack we've put grandmother is Sue London and the phone number. So that's the funny story of the day in the London house. I just had to share that with you. Now, today, we have a great show for you, and I'm so thrilled to share with you my mentor, my friend, the well-known TV host of HGTV's Income Property, Scott McGillivray. Scott McGillivray is a full-time real estate investor, contractor, television host, writer, and educator. Scott is best known as the host of HGTV's hit series, Income Property. In each episode, he rescues cash-strapped homeowners and teaches them how to generate income from their existing residence. Now, seasons 1 through 3 currently air on HGTV US and Canada, while seasons 4 and 5 are currently in production. Scott has also appeared in several other HGTV programs, such as Debbie Travis Facelift, From the Ground Up with Debbie Travis, Holiday Battle on the Block, and the All-American Handyman Challenge, along with Mike Holmes. Now, in addition to his hosting duties, Scott's hands-on approach to renovation and real estate has meant big business for this knowledgeable investor. Not only does he purchase and renovate properties, host a successful television series, and contribute content to national publications, but now Scott can add educator to his resume. With the 2010 launch of his real estate course, The Successful Landlord, and Lifetime Wealth Academy, Scott has officially forged into the world of real estate education, sharing his wealth of knowledge with would-be property investors all over North America. And just to let you know, my husband and I are a couple of those investors that Scott's worked with, and I got to tell you, it has been absolutely life-changing for us. And it is for that reason that I'm so thrilled to have Scott on the show today and share him with you. Now, if you want to learn more about Scott, you can go to his website, scottmcgillivray.com. That's spelled S-C-O-T-T-M-C-G-I-L-L-I-V-R-A-Y.com. If you want to learn more about the show, you can go to facebook.com/income property. Scott, my friend, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Sue, it's good to talk to you again.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. I think the last time I saw you, we were in Vegas, weren't we?
I think, yeah. You were sitting right with us when we were buying that property. Do you remember
that's
that?
Right, that's right.
Oh, my gosh, that seems such a long time ago. Now, let's talk about your show. We might have some listeners who may not have seen it. So can you tell our listeners what your show's about?
Well, I did some work on HGTV years ago, on-air carpentry for a few other shows. And when I was talking with some of the production executives and a few people at the network about what I do outside of the show, because that was only part-time work, I explained I'm a real estate investor. I buy and renovate rental properties, and then I rent them out and create a cash flowing portfolio, which seemed a little foreign, you know, when I was only about 24 years old at the time, and they didn't understand how exactly I was doing this.
Yeah.
And, you know what, they started asking me more and more questions about it and said, you know what, we don't have any shows on the network about that. I mean, we're the Home and Garden Network, we're all about real estate, and we don't have anything about real estate investors.
Mm-hmm.
So we collaborated and came up with this idea of teaching other people the first step to becoming a real estate investor, which is, you know, converting a property into two units and putting a tenant in there.
Yeah. Yeah, and folks, if you haven't seen the show, it really is a fantastic show. Now, Scott, it's changed the days, you were saying?
We used to be on Mondays, but they've moved us to Thursdays. We're now, Mike Holmes and I have been doing a lot of work together, and they've actually moved our shows back-to-back on Thursday nights. So I start the night around 9 o'clock. You've got Income Property for an hour at 9 o'clock on Thursdays.
Good. Now, that's in Canada and United States, right? Your area
well,
both places?
Well, that's in Canada. In the U.S., the new season airs in a couple weeks, in early October it starts airing, and that's on Wednesday nights.
Wednesday nights. Okay. So, folks, because we've got people all around North America listening.
It's interesting. I mean, we're all over North America, and we're in 28 other countries, so you tell people what time you're on at, and it depends which country you're in.
So you are in other countries then? I didn't know that.
Yeah, seasons 1 through 4 are in about 28 countries, and now with season 5, it looks like we're going to be in almost 40 different countries.
Wow, look at you!
It's crazy.
God, that's fantastic. Go ahead.
It's quite a phenomenon because when we started this, there were other real estate investing shows on TV. There were flip houses and property ladder flip shows and property ladder shows and all these other real estate investing shows. But when the market turned, so did those shows. Those shows went the way of the dodo bird very quickly because they were all these, you know, fast, get rich quick type shows where we're really more about long-term real estate investing, which is a tried, tested, and true process. That's my thing, right?
Yeah, I was going to say that for anyone listening, that is Scott. So this is like right up your alley for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what can we look forward to this season? What's happening this year?
Well, this season, it's a bit wild. It's a bit crazy. This is actually season 5 that's coming on air right now. And we changed the format of the show a little bit. It's called Breaking Format, you change it around. So the episodes are looking very different, that's for sure. We've got a little more fun, a little more interesting, a little more, it's almost like this whole season is kind of behind the scenes type stuff. Stuff we didn't really show in the first few seasons.
The bloopers, oh my goodness. Oh, that's always the best part, isn't it?
Well, that's what people seem to want to know. They're like, well, what happens after this? And what happens while you guys aren't showing this? So, fine, we'll show you. Then, so this season, it's a bit different. And it's bigger and better, always bigger and better. Our biggest renovations ever. We've got, this year, we stopped just doing, at first we were doing income suites in people's homes.
Yeah.
Whereas this year, we've really changed it into what I do outside of the show, which is helping other people acquire investment properties.
Oh, is that right?
Them,
okay.
Yeah, and we get them cash flowing. So our homeowners now are buying second or third properties and renting them out and making cash flow.
Oh, okay. Well, keep Ross in mind, Ross and I in mind for that one.
Well, yeah, this is right. This is both our alleys now because you are a real estate investor.
Yeah, and folks, I cannot say to you enough, this man and his partner, Michael Saracini, have literally changed our whole outlook on the way we invest. I guess the best way, you know, to say it, Scott, is that we were, what were we? We owned properties, we rented them out, but now we are investors. That's probably the best way to say it, right?
Yeah,
we had to change our mindset. That's what, you know, I really took away from you guys in a big way is that we had to shift our mindset. Now, can I get you to hold that thought? And then what we want to do now is go to a break. And folks, just so you know, you have the opportunity to phone in and you can ask Scott your questions today. You can call into the switchboard number 800-930-2819. Let me give you that again. 800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on transformationtalkradio.com. Stay with us. We'll be back very quickly.
Saskia Roel came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
TalkRadio.com. Transformation TalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Scott McGilvery, and we are discussing income property. Before we went to the break, we were talking about Scott's TV show, Income Property. Scott, can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear.
Can you hear me? Yeah, okay, because I'm having lots of static here, so I didn't know if I'd lost you here. Scott, before we went to the break, we were talking about your fantastic show, Income Property. How can listeners apply to be a part of the show?
Yeah, well, we're shooting lots of episodes right now. We're shooting season 6 and season 7.
Okay.
And we're really all over North America. We're looking for great stories. We're looking for great people. Okay. People that, you know, not only want it, but deserve it as well. And are willing to do some work to get it. So a lot of our casting right now is in the Toronto area because that's where our offices are. But we're looking for stories all across the United States and all across Canada. We shoot about 20 episodes a year in the States, and we do about 26 episodes a year in Canada. So we're really willing to go the distance for the right story.
Now, so if people want to learn about, you know, applying, what process do they have to take for that?
So the best way to get on the show is to go through the HGTV website. If you go online, they have a casting section. It's like Be On TV or Apply to Be On the Shows, and it'll show you what shows are in production and how to get on them. And the Income Property should be on the casting call. And there's an application. It's a couple pages. You know, we're looking for your story, a little bit of information, maybe a picture or two. And then all the instructions for there of where to email it to are on that site.
Okay, so we don't want to give out your personal phone number then at this time, right?
you think that's funny, but you know what? When Twitter started...
I'm laughing, I know.
I made this big mistake. I started with Twitter, and I used to tweet from my computer, and then I started tweeting from my phone. I got a new phone, I loaded up the app for Twitter, and I went to send out my first tweet from my new phone. And for some reason, it didn't tweet from my account. It tweeted from my phone number.
Oh, no.
And I tweeted my own phone number to, like, 10,000 people. And
my
phone started ringing like crazy. It was a madhouse. Everyone's like, hey, thanks for sending me your phone number. I'm going to give you a call if I need any help. And the next person's like, is this really you? I had to change my phone number. It was a total disaster.
I was going to say, so folks, all you listening who called him, you can't reach him anymore. The number is different.
I've changed the number. You can still, retweet and you can Facebook me, but I can't answer all the calls. I think my call waiting got jammed up. It was just beeping for a good, like, 6 hours straight.
Too funny.
Yeah, and if you're having troubles on the HGTV site getting a hold of us, you can always go through my personal website, scottmcgillivray.com. Sounds hard to spell, but Google will auto-correct the spelling of my name. If you just try it in many different ways, you'll find it.
Yeah.
And we've got the casting call right on my website as well. So
it's
really easy to navigate. There's all kinds of information on there as well.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, let's change the topic now. Let's talk about real estate investing. So sound good? Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
We've got Lori on the instant feedback area. First of all, Lori, thank you so much for your nice comments saying you love the show. It's wonderful to hear comments like that. Scott, Lori's in Boston, and her question is, I have so many questions. Can I ask your guest to give us an update on the real estate market, interest rates, and where it's best to invest?
Wow, those are some big-time questions. But that's great. So right now, we're talking the U.S. market, U.S. and Canada market, very different.
Yes.
In the U.S. market, right now, we are telling our students it's time to get in, it's time to invest. Prices are incredibly low. Affordability is fantastic. And we are finding cash-flowing properties in every county, in every state. It's absolutely insane. So,
Scott, why don't you use an example, like use our property, what we paid. We paid, what, $2,600? $26,000? And then
paid $26,000. There you go.
Yeah, $26,000. And then we don't have a mortgage because we paid cash. And then we bring back each month $650. So,
yeah, I mean, and even if you did finance the whole property, you would still be in positive cash flow territory. So there's a variety. You know, when you're in Boston, I mean, prices are down. You're not going to get a property for $26,000.
Okay.
But, we've got so many investors in Boston all the time. Chicago and Boston, I find tons of investors always writing in. Some great rental markets, and prices are down in those markets. They're not down as much as some others, but they won't be down for long because, you know, the market can only stay depressed for so long, and then it's going to start creeping up. And as it does creep up, it becomes that you missed the boat. It's too late. You know, you kind of, you know, everybody is worried about, oh, are we at the bottom? Are we at the bottom? We might not be at the very bottom, but we're close, if not already there.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, and waiting around, you're taking the risk of allowing things to start making a comeback. Now, they've talked about interest rates staying super, super low for a while. They've kind of guaranteed the rate's not going to change. But the truth is, long term, the rates will go back up. They have to go back up.
Yeah, okay.
So when we're talking about real estate investing somewhere like Boston, you want to be looking for a property that has positive cash flow at your fixed rate. So if you can guarantee a certain interest rate on your mortgage, mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about interest rates going up, then you can do the math now and make sure that you're in positive cash flow territory. I'm not saying that because prices are low, go out and buy a bunch and speculate and hope it goes back up. I'm mm-hmm. just saying that the deals are good right now. It's a lot easier to find something that has positive cash flow, like the one you bought, Sue.
Yeah, exactly. That's really
good
cash flow.
You get them now, you don't have to worry about when the market goes up, because every month you're getting paid to wait, right?
Yeah. Now, we don't have those deals here in Canada. Like we always say, America's on sale, right? We've been using that term quite a lot, right? We don't find those prices up here in Canada, do we?
Well, you know, my portfolio is about half and half. I have half of my real estate holdings in Canada, half in the U.S. And the beauty about that right now is that the Canadian market is so overvalued and the U.S. market is so undervalued that I'm selling off a lot of Canadian assets right now.
Are you?
And reallocating those funds into U.S. properties.
Yeah.
And we're buying all over the states, especially in Phoenix and in Florida and California, Ohio. It all depends. We go to auctions, and we've got other investors bringing us deals. I mean, it's just, you can't buy them all. There's so many good deals.
So let's help Lori here now. Lori, I don't know if you're a first time becoming an investor, or if you do this for, like, you know, you've done this before, or a regular investor. Scott, would you say somebody who wants to get into this, would they be better to stick at investing, you know, buying a property in their own area?
It's always easier to buy locally at the beginning, because people, when you're a novice, chances are you're going to have to go visit your property or do some work to your property, or you're going to have to buy something that needs a little bit of work, because mm-hmm. you probably don't have that much money to sink into it.
Yeah.
And all over the states, there are great deals in every city. Every city I've been to, I've been able to find cash-flowing properties.
Okay.
So you could just imagine if you started looking around where you live, you're going to find them.
Yeah.
It's always nice to have something close to home, right?
Oh, exactly. And I think this is a good time we tell everybody, including Lori, that you've got two fantastic books that my husband and I, Ross and I, have and we use. And these would be books for everybody who's investors having these questions, right? Do you want to share those with them now?
Yeah, we have. So I've got two books right now, and they're really compatible with each other. They're not competing books. I really released the two to identify a couple strategies that people can use. So the first book is called Quick Cash for Life, and the second book is called Cash Flow for Life.
Okay.
And I'll tell you the story about these books right now. The Cash Flow for Life book is the real estate investing strategies that I truly believe that I preach all the time to people, not only because I've been using them for 12 years successfully, but because I do so much research and I speak to seasoned real estate investors, the real successful real estate investors. I'm talking about the multimillionaires who've got tons of real estate properties, have had tons of success, and have, you know, outlived recessions and proven that the system works. That's called Cash Flow for Life. And that's your long-term strategies. That's your buy and hold strategies. That's your positive cash flow. That is where my favorite material is. The Quick Cash for Life book is there to help people get started. Because so many of our students are, I want to get into the cash flow for life, but I kind of need that seed money to get started, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So these are the strategies that, these are the short-term strategies. These are the, you know, the wholesaling, the assigning, the flipping, there's about 50 different ways in there to make money, on real estate. But we always suggest, you know, use these strategies to accumulate down payments for the cash flow for life system.
Okay, so now where can everybody get these books? What website?
You can Yeah, you can go through my website. If you go on scottmcgillivray.com, you'll see the icon at the bottom of the page for the Lifetime Wealth Academy. Michael Saraceni is my business partner, and him and I started the Lifetime Wealth Academy a few years ago to start giving people information. We have a free newsletter where we pump out answers to all kinds of real estate investing questions every single month. It's free. You just sign up, and you'll get all the latest updates.
Okay.
And then the books are also available on the website. You can buy them, and we'll ship them to you no matter whether you're in the States or in Canada. We've got material that addresses the U.S. market. We've got the material that addresses the Canadian market. So going through scottmcgillivray.com, or you can go directly to the lifetimewealthacademy.com, and everything's available right there.
Okay, and just to remind everybody, it's Scott McGillivray, spelled ScottMcGillivray.com. Now, what we're going to do is, Lori, first of all, thank you very much for your question. If you have more questions, Lori, feel free to ask, and anyone else listening, send your questions to us through the instant feedback area on the the website at the homepage of TransformationTalkRadio.com website. And you can call in and you can talk to Scott. And the phone number you call to the switchboard is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to be back right after this message.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
8 out of 10 people suffer from chronic lower back pain. Are you one of them? Finally, a simple, inexpensive way you can stop the pain at home. It's called the Vacupractor. The Vacupractor's unique patented method uses vacuum pressure and leverage targeting only the lumbar region. You'll get guaranteed results or your money back. And it's far less than a trip to the doctor's office. Finally, a back pain treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
We're We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have TV host of Income Property, Scott McGilvery, here with us today, and we're talking about income property. Now, I want to remind you all that you can ask some more questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com site, and you can even phone in and you can talk to Scott through the switchboard number 1-800-930-2819. Let me give you that number again, 1-800-930-2819. Now, Scott, you've been talking about, you know, some suggestions in the show, but nobody really knows how you got started in real estate investing, and I think it's a pretty cool story. So can you share that with everybody?
Sure thing. Yeah, it was quite the experience. When I first started even thinking about real estate investing, I had zero experience at all. And even less money than experience, that's for sure. But I was a university student, and I was at college, and I was looking for a place to live in my going into my final year of university, and there was just nowhere available. Everywhere I went to look, oh, it's gone. It's rented. And the, you know, I was willing to pay more money, but there was just nothing available. There was, and the odd one or two little things that were available were horrible. So that's when sort of the switch went off. Well, maybe, you know, maybe we can buy something. Maybe I can buy something. I knew that the place that I had been living in the previous year, when we would bring the rent to the bank, because we put the rent directly into our landlord's bank account, the mortgage statement would pop up. I was putting $2,500 a month into a bank account, and we could see the $1,600 mortgage payment coming out. That was the five of us living in the house. So here I am thinking, geez, this landlord's making, you know, $900 a month on us, and we're cutting the grass, we're paying our own utilities. Like, we hadn't seen this guy all year. So, you know, being a business student, looked at the business model, thought, you know, maybe I can make this work. Talked to real estate agents, mortgage brokers, other landlords, and finally started looking at some places, and I looked at some places with a friend who is now my business partner, Michael Saracini, and together we just barely qualified for a mortgage with a small down payment, which was actually our student loan. We combined our student loans. And,
I wondered if you were going to share that little part of the story.
Only because you were going to call me on it if I didn't tell the truth.
No, I wouldn't.
Sometimes I just tell people, oh, we scraped together a small down payment. The truth is we used our student loans because it was going to go towards rent anyway. So we used our student loans as a down payment combined. We just qualified with, you know, the combined credit was just enough to get a property that was just over $100,000. And we worked on it ourselves, fixed it up ourselves. I had some experience in construction, and we were able to get it ready. So we had some friends move in, and, you know, we lived there rent-free, and our friends' rent covered the mortgage. Great business model, loved it so much. The next year, we decided to repeat the process, and we refinanced that first property to get a down payment for the second one. And, you know, through doing our own renovations and being very clever and house hunting for the right properties, we were able to repeat this several times early in our careers, and this became our full-time jobs. And when the market was increasing, you know, there's a little bit of luck involved because the market increases, we get equity, we sold off a few properties, then we started flipping some properties, but the real bread and butter was the buy and hold. We would flip a few to buy some more that we could do the buy and hold strategies with. And by the time we were about 26 years old, you know, we had over 30 rental properties.
And now,
you know, I'm in the hundreds.
And now you those 30 properties you had, they were all in your own local area, were they not?
The first 30 properties were all within, I would say, an hour of where I lived. And that's where we were flipping, that's where we were buying and holding, that's where we, our whole real estate career was local. And then, you know, it wasn't until about 5 years ago, decided to go into the U.S. market based on a lot of the research we had done. We saw opportunities coming up. And now, you know, my most aggressive investing strategy is in the United States.
Well, I mean, you sat with us, and it was just amazing what the deals we were seeing, wasn't it? Now, what would you say are the quickest, easiest ways for someone to add value to their home?
Well, we do. If you're listening and you're thinking, you know, I need to do some work on my house, I want my house to go up in value, that seems to be one of the biggest questions we get. You know, how can I force some appreciation onto my home? How can I make it worth more money and make it work for me longer term? Well, this might be a bit of a bias, but I always say putting in a rental suite has the best added value to any property, especially right now. And I'm finding on average we are doubling our return on investment on every income suite we do. So
really?
If I spend $25,000 renovating a house, putting in an income suite, it usually adds about $50,000 to the value of the home.
Wow.
So that's where you get your biggest bang for your buck. And the reason seems to be that, number one, it generates income, so that's a huge bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing, in the last 5 years, the amount of multifamily homes has increased by 25%.
Wow.
That means,
that's amazing.
You know, we call them multi-generational homes where you've got parents moving back in with their children, or you've got children coming home from school moving back in with their parents.
Yeah.
It's more affordable, right?
Let me ask you this, because I know in our area it's kind of a bylaw. You're not allowed to have your basement as a rental apartment. How would somebody check that out? Or is it just kind of our area that they kind of don't like that?
Well, it depends where you are. Sometimes if you're just outside of a metropolitan area, if you're just outside of a big city, they'll have the suburbs, kind of those rural areas kind of have some of those bylaws. They don't want density, so they don't want multiple units in one property. And in those areas, that's where I do single-family rentals.
Okay.
Because you can still buy a house and rent it to a family or rent it to one group. You just can't divide it into duplex, triplex, four units, whatever. But the first thing I do, you know, when you're thinking about getting into real estate investing and you're looking at properties and you're thinking, I'm going to turn this into a couple of units or turn it into a rental property, here's a few things you need to do. Number one, you need to make sure it can be done legally. So you can call the city. You can call the county, you can call the office, the bylaw office, and you just, I would like to speak to someone in zoning, I'd like to speak to someone about the bylaws, about rental properties. You usually get passed around maybe once before the right person gets on the line, and you can just say, this is where, you know, I'm looking at a property in this area, I'm thinking about putting in a basement apartment or splitting it into two units, what are the rules and regulations? And they'll tell you right away whether you can do it or not.
Yeah,
and that's why sometimes you need to travel outside of your local area to do multiple unit properties.
Okay, good to know. Now, we really have to tell everybody about what the Lifetime Wealth Academy is, because like I said to the listeners, you and Michael have changed the life for Ross and I, our lives. You've helped us to think smarter, not harder. And you've helped us to see that our properties are a business, not like a hobby, I guess you'd say, right?
Well, you people get excited. I'll tell everybody what the life. People, well, you know, you understand this more than a lot of people would. There's a lot of mindset training involved.
Yes, there is.
You need to get in the right mindset before you can get your life going on the right path.
Yes.
And so what we try to do at the Lifetime Wealth Academy is give people the most information possible, the most answers possible, and the most guidance possible when it comes to people thinking about real estate investing. We spend the majority of our time researching and spreading out as much information and being as current as possible, because people might want to get into real estate investing, but there are so many questions.
And
the reality is there's a lot of shams out there. People are enticed by get-rich-quick schemes, and that's not what we do at all. That is, one of the first things I say when I stand up in front of a crowd is investing in real estate is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a get-rich-slow process.
Yeah, and folks, I will tell you, I'm putting my name on the line to tell you that I totally back Scott's program. I recommend it for all of you. So just know that, okay, as you're hearing Scott talk. So sorry, Scott, I just had to share that with everyone. I can't brag about you enough, can you tell?
Well, I appreciate your support, and I'm glad you and Ross are having so much success. because not everybody follows through, and that's probably the most disappointing thing for me is people are interested in it, people talk about it a little bit, but then they don't do anything about it. They don't take action, and then it becomes too late, you know? And that for me is frustrating, because there's nothing that I like more than seeing people like you and Ross who had a goal. You came to us for, you know, to answer some questions and to kind of spearhead you guys in the right direction. And then, you know, you guys, after a couple weeks working together, you guys were on the right path. You were doing it on your own. You're independently having tons of success now. Yeah. And, you know, that's all we can really ask for from the students.
Yeah, I'll never forget, and you may remember this. I can remember looking in Ross's eyes, and he got teary-eyed, and his goal is he wants to retire soon and be coming with me to all my events and the fun stuff I'm getting into. And so in order to do that, he has to get retired, and that, you know, he's looking at this as a retirement. This is what he wants to do. While I'm busy off traveling, he wants to do the investors side of it. And I looked at him, he got teary-eyed one day, and he said, "You know, Sue, I know these guys are an answered prayer. This is what we've been looking for. This is what I've been searching for all these years." So, guys, listen to those words that my husband sat teary-eyed as he shared these guys were his answer. That tells you a lot about how great Scott McGillivray and his partner, Michael Saraceni, are. So, for people to get involved with the program, where do we send them?
You know what? Go right to our website, Lifetime Wealth Academy. I think that's where people will find the most answers and see if this is really what they want. If they want to get into real estate investing long term, I'd say that's your best answer for sure.
Oh, good. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll share some more with Scott. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have a very special guest here today, my friend and TV host, Scott McGilvery, and we're discussing income property today, folks. Today you have the opportunity to learn how you can make income through your property, how you can get involved in real estate investing. Scott, I understand that you have taken on another role now as writer. Tell us what that's about with Style at Home magazine.
Yes. Okay. So, I'm a jack of all trades a little bit. I won't lie. I can't help it. But you know how that is. You like to dabble in many different venues as well.
Exactly.
I wrote a couple books last year, which Mike and I released this year, and we're really proud of those. And along with my construction background, my real estate investing background, I'm also doing columns for magazines. So Style at Home magazine, I write their monthly column about, you know, renovations and decor and sort of, you know, where smart money should be invested. And that's among other columns as well. That's one of the ones that I write, and we've been getting a great response, and it's just great information in there, and I love, you know, just giving out as much as I can.
Well, great. So, guys, remember to check out Style at Home magazine. That's great. My gosh, like, every time I talk to you, you're doing something new.
Well, that's the way it is, right?
I'm glad you're keeping out of trouble, that's for sure. Now, that leads me to the next thing. What's your role on Canada's Handyman Challenge and the All-American Handyman?
Yeah, so Mike Holmes is another HGTV guy who does some serious renovation work. And so him and I have worked on a couple projects together, and one of the things we're doing is we're doing a carpentry challenge, and we're taking it all across America. And then we have a separate show that we take all across Canada. They're both carpentry challenges, but one is the All-American Handyman Challenge. Mm-hmm. And that's airing right now on HGTV US.
Okay.
That show is airing, and I'm not even sure what days. Oh, it's on Sundays.
Is it? I was going to ask you, and I thought, am I putting you on the spot by asking you that? So Sunday, is it?
That one's airing on Sundays, yeah. That's a fantastic show. It's really cool. It's really fun. The contestants are great, and Mike and I have a blast, helping the contestants out. And then we've done the Canadian version, which is a little different. It's more like the American Idol, I would say, of Handyman Challenges, where we go across the country auditioning all kinds of people at their skill sets. And it's amazing to see what people can do and the types of projects that they come up with. It's just a hoot.
Yeah, your facial expressions really tell a lot when we watch the show. I got to tell you that, my friend.
I can't help it. I'm one of those guys where I don't even need to speak. You know exactly what I'm thinking just by looking at my face.
Yeah, so all you listeners, watch his face. That's a little clue for you. Now, this is a big question a lot of people ask. Why do you choose real estate over other investments?
That is a fantastic question. Well, when I got started in real estate, I really didn't have much money to invest, and and the money I did have was a loan. So I had to look at, you know, the best bang for my buck, and I analyzed, you know, investing in the stock market. I looked at all kinds of other avenues, but nothing had the significance of real estate when it came to the types of returns. It's the leverage that really works, because a $20,000 investment could be a down payment on a $100,000 property, and you can realize the profits of a $100,000 property based on a $20,000 investment. You can't do that anywhere else. Like, that just doesn't happen. And for me, you know, starting out with really nothing, I have to say, when I started out, I was $34,000 in debt. student loans.
Yeah.
And that was the starting point. And I'm sorry, but there's really nothing else that you can invest in that's going to get you from negatives to millions in a 10-year span.
Yeah, yeah. I know firsthand in our experience, we are very grateful we're doing the investing, and we've got two income properties now, as you know, Scott. And we continue to get more. Now, we've got about a minute and a half left of time. Now, can you tell me in that minute and a half, what is your future holding? Because I know you have got so much going on. Can you do that in a minute and a half?
Well, we can try. Well, first of all, I'm shooting Income Property Season 6 and Season 7 in North America, and we're looking for people to apply to the show.
Okay.
We're also teaching real estate investing through the Lifetime Wealth Academy. You know, we usually advise our students to buy the books first and see if you really believe in the system, see if it's really what you want to get into, and then we offer further training. You know, some of the events that you came to, Sue, are happening all over North America. There's an events calendar on there. That's where we're going to be focusing most of our energy.
Okay, good. It's,
That was pretty quick.
Let me ask you this, because my show is all about create the life you desire. Get inspired and create the life you desire. So you're a pretty busy guy. And how do you keep balance with everything that you're doing? What is your secret behind that? Do you have a secret?
Well, I wish there was one particular secret. But you know what, Sue? I think you know the answer to this, but I'll reiterate it anyway. And that keeping your head in the right space. It's really, you know, being positive. Don't get bogged down by the negativity. Don't let the sourness of other people be contagious to what you want to achieve and what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And have goals and real goals and, you know, go after them. That's what we just tell people. And it's amazing, you know, sometimes people just need to hear that support is out there and that we've got the information for them. And that's what helps.
And that is so true, and well said, my friend. Which leads me to share that we are out of time. Scott, I am so grateful you're in my life and in my husband's life. You are such a gift to the world, my friend, and thank you for being a part of my life and part of our show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for all your help and support as well, Sue.
Well, I'm sure we're going to do much more work together before we're done, right?
Absolutely. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Folks, I've personally gone through illness, disease, divorce, near death, and I was given 30 minutes to live in my life. Now, not only did I survive, heal, and move forward, but I soared above it all to create a wonderful new life that I desire. I have taken all my past challenges and I've turned them into the successful career of helping others get inspired to create the life that they desired. Now, I'm here to help you get there also. So to learn how I can help you, visit my website, AskSueLondon.com, and learn what I can do for you. Now, as a motivational speaker, I'm available to come to your area to inspire your group. So you can connect with me through my website, AskSueLondon.com. Now, I want to share, I was on a radio interview yesterday with Deborah Deschener, and the show is called Dare to Dream. If you go to my fan page on Facebook, you'll see the archive show that we did last night. We are going to next week go through a visualization about observing your past to see how you're doing today. And I think each one of you are going to find it pretty powerful. So make sure that you go to my fan page on Facebook and you can hear the interview that I did on Dare to Dream Radio. That was done last night. And then tune in next week and we're going to go through that exercise at the end of the show. Now, I am so grateful that you tuned in today, and I'm so grateful to have my friend Scott McGilvery on the show today with us, because he's really made a difference in the lives of myself and my husband. So it's such an honor to share him. I look forward to inspiring you next week, same time. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue Lundon. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire.
Camilla Chance, author of Wisdom Man by Banjo Clark, as told to Camilla Chance, published by Penguin, The Compassionate Life and Beliefs of a Remarkable Australian Aboriginal Elder. The message from Banjo's spirit and from me, the author, is there are no bad people in the world, only unhappy people. There are no bad people in the world, only unhappy people. That is our message to the world. Lots of love from Camilla Chance, author of Wisdom Man by Banjo Clark, as told to Camilla Chance, published by Penguin US and Penguin Australia.
I'm Reverend Misa Hopkins, Spiritual Director of New Dream Foundation, which can be found at newdreamfoundation.com. And what I hold in my heart for all of us on this Memorial Day for 9/11 is the capacity to love our sorrow, our regrets, our guilt, resentments, and judgments, and all of those difficult feelings that we have about ourselves and others. For if we feel compassion for parts of ourselves that we deem to be unlovable, then all that we will know is love. And in that love, we'll create the world we long, that we really long for here on Earth.
Hi, my name is Dan Hanneman from www.spiritualrockstar.com. I'm so grateful to be a part of this time where so many people like myself are stepping into a new energy, facing our financial fears, facing all our fears about sharing our gifts in the world, those profound gifts that we're here to share, following our passions. That is what I've been doing over the last several years, and I'm so grateful that I have done so, that I've moved out of the boxes that I used to live in and moved into a sense of invincibility and serving with my gifts to help others to do the same, to share their gifts and their passions into the world and to make transformational changes for all by being brave, by being bold, by facing their fears and sharing their love, their gifts with the world. I'm so grateful to be part of this time. Thank you.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.